Good evening. This dog walking lark continues. I'm off walking through the estate with my little cotton de tulier, 7-month-old dog. Late night walk after having been to a meeting with lots of people earlier this evening. So this is a chance to get away from people, get a bit of space and fresh air, and I'm glad to say it's crisp and sharp. And oh, I feel good to be out in the open air, and we're making a little bit of progress, and it isn't stop start this evening, it's momentum. And that's what I need, a bit of momentum. Come on, Rocky, come on. Come on, little fella, don't be going backwards. Just when I thought it was possible to be confident in going in one direction, it's like bringing up a child, you know, and they're very, very small. You think you got it cracked when you had 2 nights of the child sleeping through the night. You think you figured out something. Then you do exactly the same thing the third night, and the child reacts differently. Oh yeah, something about randomness. Something about, things biting you in the foot. So anyway, we're very close to the full moon, which means that I'm close to turning into a lunatic. But the stars are twinkling. And I have absolutely no idea what it's worth, what I'm going to say. That's it. That's the whole idea, I suppose. Put myself in a position where I have no knowledge, only a voice box, and look up and look out, or look round, or look down, or look any old way, and just see what the body produces. I do miss some nightly companions, though. I particularly thinking of Ern Mander over there in the UK, and telling tales. I got kind of a bit used to talking to these people in my mind late in the evening. But this is meant to be purposeless, so that's what it will be. These are just thoughts that come and go and flit and pass by. I wonder what thoughts really are. They're books about thought. They're books of thought. But it's a kind of an experience that we all have, but I would find it hard to put into words what the experience of having a thought is. It can be quite easy to describe the experience of hearing a sound, having a taste, touch, smell, all those kind of things. But the experience of having a thought, strange, something so powerful can be so tricky to communicate about. Just thinking. I'm now down in the realm of the wall. For those of you familiar with where I am, oh, listen to that. That was a dog. Now, there's a house down here with a dog. And I don't want to excite it any more than it has been excited. But for those of you who got a picture of the geography, I walked down through the estate and I'm now approaching the wall where my dog does his nightly business. And he's done a good one, a good dog. And I think he actually looks forward to going out, walking all the way down to a particular spot and relieving himself. Or maybe he just likes my company. Perhaps that's it. Certainly I like his company. It's different from the company of humans. What do they say? But he has certain characteristics that are like humans, you know. Just when you think you're going along with them and everything is going hunky-dory, he grinds to a halt and digs his heels in and refuses to budge. Resists control. Oh, we're getting a second pee. I didn't realise you had a reserve tank. Yeah, so... And now we're back on track. Resuming the old alliance. Collaborating brilliantly. Kind of forward momentum forward momentum with synchronicity, maybe. Anyway, there's something simultaneous about what we're doing. You know, for a man who likes really short words, I find myself using long words on these nightly strolls. There's something about playing with syllables, hearing the sound of, you know, long, long words that you'd never sensibly use in conversation. But out here, where there's no accountability, where there are no rules, where there are no boundaries except those that are invisible. Ah, here. Dog shit. Horseshit. Bullshit. Here we are. Come on, you little thing. Stop being distracted by a box. A piece of box, yeah. Oh, the light is a lot clearer. Some evenings it can be very murky. This evening seems to be clear. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, this is a splendid experience when you don't have to be dragging a beast along. But actually, as soon as I start thinking, this is great, we're going to get all the way home without interruption, deviation or repetition, he's going to pull me up. He's going to stop me. And he's going to put his nose down, etc. But I'm ready for the unexpected. There's a creche here. There's a creche, yeah. A creche here on this estate. Oh, that was such a good thing to have. And I used to be able to walk my daughter every morning, drop her in, go back to the house and carry on with work. Oh. Things have changed these days now. There we are, Ruck. Oh! Aha. Okay. I think he's been really, really good, so I'm not going to pull the neck off him and try and encourage him to get home. But I do insist that this audio boo will not exceed 10 minutes. And we're at 8 minutes and 35 seconds. So, come on, my little... You know, he's like a lump of ice cream, white ice cream. No, white ice cream is unreal. Something false about it. I am standing here, right next to a large piece of granite. No, let me not pretend that I know what kind of stone it is. It's just one of these nice, large pieces of stone that you'd love to have in your garden, and that somebody else has in theirs. And now the dog is sort of going around the stone, and I'm going to give him a little bit more rope. Not so he can hang himself, just so that he can do a bit more exploring. And I can say to you that it really isn't been good to get out here with you and talk to you from this particular enclosed space in the suburb of Glanmire in Cork. So look, have a great evening. Have a great night, and just keep yourself well, right? Look after yourself. Be careful, right? Remember, is a delicate balance between being well and not being well. So make sure that you care for that balance. Okay, that's my little bit of love for the night. Bye-bye.